Here's your rapid-fire Roto report. Well, Dan Gilbert said enough is enough after that embarrassing loss to the Los Angeles Lakers the other night, 119-108. The Cavaliers fell behind by 29 points in the first half against the Lakers team that got in at 4 a.m., had a seven-game losing streak. They were playing the second of a back-to-back on the road, and they were down to eight players to start the game, and they were down to four eligible players in the fourth quarter of that game, and the Cavaliers still could not get a win. They gave up 70 points in the first half, and after that, Dan Gilbert said, all right, something's got to happen. Heads have to roll, and the head that rolled was that of general manager Chris Grant. He was fired by Dan Gilbert. I agree with the move. I was never a big Chris Grant fan. I didn't like the way he drafted over the last 3 years, having such high lottery picks, and in my opinion, making questionable picks with the exception of Kyrie Irving. You look at his free agent signings, nothing to write home about. And then when you look at his trades, a lot of people tell me, Rodman, he was awesome on trades. He won every trade that he made for the Cavaliers. You got to give him credit for winning the trades. And I'll say this, yes, he won the trades on paper. When you look at them on paper, you say, you know what, the Cavaliers probably got the better end of the deal on all of these, but winning on paper and winning on the actual basketball court where it matters most, different stories. He won on paper, but those wins on paper with the trades didn't translate to wins on the court and in the standings. So when you add all of that together, questionable draft picks, questionable free agent signings and moves, and those trades that really didn't pan out the way maybe a lot of people thought they did, that's why I thought Chris Grant should have been fired a while ago. It took Dan Gilbert a little bit longer to see what I saw, and he makes that move. And the other reason was this. February 20th is just around the corner. I didn't want Chris Grant making any more decisions for this Cavaliers basketball organization. I didn't want him making any more trades for this organization. I think they needed to pull the plug on him, and now David Griffin, the VP of basketball ops, he becomes your acting general manager for the rest of this season, so it is now on his shoulders to see what he can do between now and February 20th, looking at this roster, and there are a lot of question marks on this roster. Chemistry problems, players that don't fit well with each other. You have two power forwards who are almost identical in Anderson Varejao and in Tristan Thompson. You have two ball-dominant guards in Kyrie Irving and Dion Waiters who do not get along on the court. You've got chemistry issues there. Both players, young, immature. They pout when things don't go well. Lack of leadership on this team. Jarrett Jack has been a free agent bust. Luol Deng has not performed well since being acquired in that trade with the Chicago Bulls. So David Griffin now has to look at all of this and say, all right, what can I do to make this team better for this year and beyond? Can I make moves that will impact this team to help them get back in the playoff race? As of now, they're 5.5 games out of the 8th spot in the Eastern Conference. Or do I pull the plug on this, have a fire sale, and try and get assets and chips on the table, if you will, to build this team for the future and in this upcoming draft when you have the likes of Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins, Julius Randle, Aaron Gordon, Tyler Ennis, Joel Embiid, Dante Exum, and others that could all be available in this upcoming draft. So it's on the shoulders now of David Griffin to make those decisions before February 20th and beyond. Griffin will get an opportunity to show that he deserves to be the general manager of the Cavaliers. He joined the Cavaliers back in 2010, and he is not a Chris Grant clone, so that's a good thing. He's interviewed for GM jobs throughout the league numerous times. So he is a guy that is considered a GM type and a guy that is on the rise in the basketball circles of the NBA. So we'll see what Griff can do. If he's not the answer, and I've got to believe already Dan Gilbert is exploring other options like Phil Jackson, see what it would take to get Phil Jackson to come in and be the president, the vice president, the general manager of this team, and let him run the organization. And if not Phil Jackson, former NBA executives like Phil Jackson that are out of work right now that have built other teams and had success, Gilbert has to leave no stone unturned. And if I'm here, I make sure I hear no from every top name executive or NBA type out there before I decide on what I want to do with my general manager moving forward. Now, speaking of Dan Gilbert, while he made the right move, in my opinion, to fire Chris Grant, he deserves some of the blame as well, because he's the guy that hired Chris Grant 3.5 years ago. He's the guy that stuck by Chris Grant through the questionable draft pick of Deion Waiters and Anthony Bennett from this past year. It took him a while to make the choice to get rid of Chris Grant, but that's 3.5 years worth of having Chris Grant thinking he could do the job, and now you've decided that he cannot. So Dan Gilbert is not blameless in all of this, and Mike Brown deserves some blame as well. This team hasn't responded as well as I think he thought they would to his coaching style, so he might have to loosen the reins a little bit, give a little bit to make these guys come his way and understand how important defense is and that they need to play it for 48 minutes. But I put a lot of this blame on this 16-33 start to this season on the players. I really do. Now, granted, I don't think they have as much talent as Dan Gilbert thinks and others think, so that goes back to Chris Grant and why I wanted him fired. But the guys that are currently here, the Kyrie Irvings, the Deion Waiters, the Anthony Bennetts, the Jared Jacks, those guys, they have to play harder. They have to understand that if you're going to make it in the NBA, you've got to play defense. It's just the way it is these days. If you don't play defense, if you don't think defense is important, if you don't give effort and give that desire, that heart, that pride, you're never really going to make it as a superstar in this league if you're Kyrie Irving, or as an all-star in this league if you're Deion Waiters, or just as an average player in this league if you're a guy like Anthony Bennett or Jared Jack. You've got to buy in, and you've got to lead, and you've got to give effort. And until they do that, most of this now is on the players to get it turned around. That's why I think Mike Brown is still here, because we're seeing a lack of effort from the players, but it's also a lack of talent, in my opinion, because of the picks that were made there by Chris Grant. So we'll see where the Cavaliers go from here. The shakeup was made. Chris Grant gone, David Griffin in as the GM. Mike Brown kind of sent a message the other night when he benched all of the starters except for Andy in that fourth quarter, and they made a comeback against the Lakers but came up short. Hopefully that message was received along with the firing of the GM, and that will shake this team up and shock them back into the right direction, if you will, to try and salvage this system and maybe make the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference and get into the playoffs this year. But my opinion right now is they look more like a team that's headed for the draft lottery than they do a team that's headed for the Eastern Conference playoffs. There's your rapid fire Roto Report. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see what happens with the Cavaliers. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.